Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
It's a little bit funny, I'm sucking you.
No. We'll stop there. That's the X-rated version, but I want people to be aware of what's happening. We're back. We've had a little hiatus and we're back. And we're back with something magical. Something that's maybe never been done before on the channel. Have you seen those videos, Jack, where people react to stuff?
Yeah. I've seen it.
Singing coach reacts to singer. You know what I mean? Therapist reacts to Lane Staley doing Nutshell. He's the lead singer of Alice in Chains.
Mate, you think I don't know my Alice in Chains from my Alice in Wonderland?
Well, so we thought maybe we should do a video on salespeople reacting to weird and wonderful things. And let's see how it does. If you're not interested after it, you're not interested, we won't do it anymore.
Go away. Get out of here. But
we wanted to start with a big one, didn't we, Joe?
We've got a big one today. And listen, if you're watching this, you've probably already seen the thumbnail. I've not even seen the thumbnail, but I bet it slaps. But we are reacting to the one and only Andy Elliott.
What do you know about him?
He was 3 years above me at school and his brother was sick
yeah.
at golf.
Oh, yeah. He got a... he had a good handicap. A
very good handicap. You know what? Like, I don't want to march in there and say I've got opinions about people, because in the preparation for today, I've seen a few bits that I'm like, you know what? I don't hate that. So what I'm probably going to bring to the conversation today is I'm going to try and find the positives in Andy Elliott's sales advice. Oh. And I'm excited to see what you do, because... We know what kind of person you are, don't we?
A realist.
Are you ready for the first
one? Realistic, man. I don't think I've ever been more
this
ready.
This video is called The Coldest...
You got a good one for
I've
me.
Got such a good one. It's called The Coldest Pitch in Sales. So
let's see
how cold it actually is.
Wow, look at him there.
He's gorgeous, isn't he?
Some of you need to tell people I don't need anything from... Listen, I'm a roofer. Hey, guys, I'm just stopping by. I'm a local roofer in the area. I don't need anything from you. I just saw qualifying damage from the street, and I work with insurance companies every day. I'm not even doing anything in this neighborhood. I can see it from the road. They're like, well, that was cool you stopped by. Would it be okay if I walked you guys out to the yard and I showed you? Yeah, well, how about this? Let me grab my ladder out of the truck, and let me crawl up there and see if there's more on the backside. See, what am I doing? An inch of my way in your house. And now I'm like, if I see anything concerning on the road...
Right, okay, I'm pausing there. Enough of that.
Yeah. It's actually starting off all right.
Yeah, exactly. But I always struggle with this, like, Americanism of sales. So, right, what you're saying is to lie. That is it.
Yeah.
We're obviously from the ethical school of sales. That's what we try and push. But you're saying, I'm going to lie. I'm just going to upfront say, I was literally just passing by and I noticed your window's chipped and I've got this full kit that fixes windows, and I definitely wasn't soliciting in your neighborhood trying to get. Do you know what I mean? You're lying.
What I did like about it, though, you said you were going to find the positives there. What I did like about it is leading with problem. I think all sales pitches should start with that. And obviously, we don't all have the luxury of having the visual there, do we? So if it's genuine, like, I've been working with your neighbor, they spotted this issue because of the age of the house. I've actually, just from being up there, spotted you've got the same issue. Do you want me to quickly just talk you through it? There's no pressure. I'll just talk
That's
you through
genuine,
what
though,
happens and how it might progress. If you're not interested at the end of it, don't worry. At least you just know what's out there. But just, I don't know if I could sleep at night knowing I'd left you with that same issue. Oh, right. Yeah, I'll show you. And then you start showing them through it. The bit I don't like is when it's like, would it be right if I climbed up there and found other issues and hit you with another? It's the feeling of like the mechanic you've gone into... fix your brake pads, and he's like, while I was down there, I spotted all this other made up stuff as well.
And listen, he was on stage to thousands of people. He was doing his bit, and listen, one thing that's probably going to come out in the post anyway, he's very gorgeous. He's a strong man, isn't he?
He's got eyes like a husky dog.
Yeah, eyes like a husky
dog. And put it this way, I'd put him on a lead.
I bet you would. Speaking of leads, I wonder if that works. No, but I just think it's like, it doesn't really strike me as something that's like, genuine. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is straight away, salespeople are watching my advice. The advice I would give you is to be kind of fake and lie, Now, he probably does it, and he would say, no, I'm being genuine. You would use this tactic if you were passing, like you were saying. But you've got to remember that it goes from Andy Elliott, then it goes down to Elliott, Andy Elliott's friends, who also say the same message. It gets watered down. All of a sudden, you've got people going door to door, just lying to people.
Yeah, exactly. And the day, I mean, we get out there and we train lots of salespeople. It gets quite dangerous at a level where people actually actively don't really care.
Yeah.
They just want the result. And it becomes the fuel to why people think sales is such a terrible thing.
Exactly. Fancy another one?
Have you got another one for us?
I've got so many. You would not even believe how much Andy Elliott I've got. My search history is disgusting.
That's the weird thing about this. Now you've searched him a lot, it'll be everywhere.
It'll be everywhere. So this is how to master a stranger. I like that the first comment there is, don't be shy, now take off your shirt. You can see this guy at the back looks bored as hell. How to master a stranger, right? So I don't know what he's going to do here. Maybe he's a hypnotist who's just going to master a stranger. Let's hit it.
Do you know 99% of you don't know how to shake a hand? I know it's crazy. You're in your 30s and you still don't know how to shake a hand. You shake hands like this. I'm like, dude, who are your parents? We start our people way too early. Let me explain. Guy comes in. He's like, dude, I want to make money. Cool. We're going to handshake for 2 weeks. What do you mean? You're going to learn. Everybody you walk to for 2 weeks. How you doing, man? You doing good? Nice to meet you, man. You look good today. You a Chicago Bulls fan? My man, what's your name? You quiet? Don't be shy. Don't be shy, okay? That's what I'm going to do. For 2 weeks, I'm going to make that guy do that. What's going to happen? He's going to learn to master a stranger.
Right.
That's one of the weirdest videos I've ever seen. I've never seen that one before.
I told you I took a good one.
That is absolutely fucking bizarre what I've just watched.
I think we need to change our training model for the first 2 weeks of we have a meeting.
I can't believe they're all sat there with straight faces. That is really weird.
I'll give him this, right? He's got a je ne sais quoi. There's something about Andy Elliott, right? He's definitely...
Yeah, he's a bit like drill sergeant, isn't he? Yeah. That's his thing. Yeah. He's a bit like drill sergeant. Like,
it works. David Goggins has got his thing. He's got his thing. It works, right? And I actually agree with the problem. I do agree that not many people know how to shake a hand. How many interviews have you had where somebody comes in and they're just like, yeah, that's very weak? But that...
Well, shall I ask you a sales question?
Please.
Or even a Socratic question, just to challenge that notion, because there's very rarely an absolute truth in this world, isn't there? What scenario might you benefit from giving someone a purposefully limp handshake?
That is a great question. I'm not going to tell you where my brain goes straight away. But if you were, I think if you are trying to, maybe we talk about characters, don't we, in sales, but if you're trying to play the fool, so you're not trying to go in there and be, I'm not trying to be the alpha. I'm trying to make somebody feel uncomfortable. Not uncomfortable. I'm trying to make someone feel comfortable by probably putting them in the spotlight more as this guy might be a bit of an idiot. I'm going to play the fool. That's where my head goes to.
I think it's in sales, body language, mirroring, matching, handshake, whatever it may be. It's all about being the chameleon, isn't it? So he's from the car sales background in the Andy Elliott. So him coming in and people are coming in, they're looking at like, I don't know, the four-wheeler or the monster truck or whatever. And he's coming in, he's like, eye contact, really shaking the hand, like really, hey, Chicago Bulls fan? Great, great game this weekend, huh? Like coming in like that with a bit of that energy. Yeah, that's pretty good. If you're selling BMXs, you might want to give someone a fist bump on the way in.
Yeah, they like that, don't they?
You know what I'm saying? If you're Louis Theroux and you're going for your first time to meet the Taliban, and they might kidnap you if you get it wrong, you're probably not going to lead with a handshake. You're going to wait to see what the appropriate cultural standpoint is.
Yeah.
So I can easily challenge it. And that's probably my problem with a lot of this stuff that you see that's kind of the short content online. It gives things in very much absolutes. Mm. And then other people see that and they think, well, that's my hill to die on. When you're out there ingesting all this information on the internet, you need to be sure that you've got the right frame in your mind to think properly.
Yeah.
So don't just accept things as... that's the absolute truth. If you think you need to go into a sales job and do 2 weeks of handshaking at the start to master a stranger, which I don't even know what that means.
What is mastering a stranger?
You're probably thinking of, probably thinking of the wrong thing. How to master a stranger looking really serious.
You know what? Looking at I think like some companies' learning and development budget must be ridiculous, but to be able to say, you know what, for the first 2 weeks, we're actually not going to get you to learn about any systems. We're not going to get you to learn about anything else, but you're just going to learn how to shake a hand. That is fucking bullshit.
It's, and maybe you could sell, I can imagine like selling that in as like a $40,000 a day course. Oh. Like, but the first 2 weeks, we're literally going to master handshaking. What's the benefit of that? Well, let me show you, stand up. And you like give them that little practical studio selling thing, and they're like, "Fuck, that was brilliant." No, it wasn't.
Don't.
No, it wasn't because, brilliant.
This is the thing. It's one of Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power. Just because you say things boldly and with conviction, a lot of people will believe it. So, like watching that on a stage, talking to the audience, he's talking about how important it is to shake a hand. You can take 2 weeks to learn how to shake a hand. I was sat there thinking, yeah, maybe I do need to work on my handshaking techniques at the minute.
The theme so far is both those videos start off quite strong.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. There's something.
They start off like, okay. And then he sort of like goes a bit odd.
I know. I'm going to give you another one, mate. This one called...
All right, I'm ready for this.
This one's called Andy Closes Real Customer Over the Phone. I like they said real. And then on the...
Look at his face. Yeah. He's talking at the side of his mouth. That guy's ready to fuck.
He's ready. He looks like... who's that doctor that he looks like?
He looks a bit like your son.
No, he looks like that guy that looks like that's a doctor but also a part-time plumber. Do you know the one?
Shrink him down and imagine him with a bit of ginger hair on top wandering around your kitchen.
About my son because he'll start walking around teaching me how to shake a hand.
Here she comes right now. Barbara Brand.
Hi, is this Barbara? I wanted to reach out real quick with Master Movers. Are you still moving February 26th?
No, we don't have a date yet because we haven't sold our house yet.
You're going to sell your house quickly. I'm going to buy it myself if I have to because that's how committed I am to you. Now, I don't say this lightly. I talk to people every single day on the phone. You sound a lie. No, listen. Hey. Okay, hold on.
Our house has been on the market for 2 weeks and we have not had one showing yet.
You've got to start making decisions.
Pause it. Go back a bit. He was about to say you sound alive. Go back a bit.
How committed I am.
Wait for
now,
this.
Don't say this lightly. I talk to people every single day on the phone. You sound alive. No, listen.
You sound alive. Andy Elliott, rule 101 of closing prospects. They must be alive.
You sound alive.
You can feel her like going like, oh no, come on. She's like, and it's like, hey, come on. I don't know if that's like an American thing, but I'm not in the game.
Keep going.
Hey! Okay, hold on.
Our house has been on the market for 2 weeks and we have not had one showing yet.
You've got to start making decisions like this has already happened. Like we've already sold your house. Do we want good, positive energy in that home or negative energy in that home? Hold on, I'm just asking. Listen to me.
So you're not willing to come down a little bit?
Well, it's not willing to come down. I'm not going to do a bad job and I'm not going to hire kids to move your stuff. Here's what I'll tell you. I don't like cheap stuff. And you probably don't. You probably don't like cheap stuff either.
All right, I'll do it.
Wait, what is the billing address on the card?
18. So wait, so he's just...
What?
Right. This is how good he is at sales.
What?
He's so good at sales, he's closed someone to come and move their stuff to help them move out, but they've not sold their house. Fuck, he is good.
That doesn't make sense.
He is good.
What's the bill? They haven't moved their house.
They haven't sold their house.
They haven't sold their house.
I don't like...
I don't know if it works different in America, but if I've not sold my house, I'm not paying for a removal company. I'm not definitely not putting a date in.
No, I'm not giving you my bank details to move before I've sold my house. You say, let me sell my house and then we'll do it. I don't like
that
the...
That was very, very unusual watch. That was probably the weirdest one so far.
Yeah, no, I told you it was good. I don't like when it's like, this is what I like and this is what I don't like. I don't like...
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? Like, do you know what I mean? Coming down, like...
Yeah,
There was a bit in there, I can't remember the wording, where he was just like, listen, I'm not gonna, like, the way that he maybe handled the, I'm not gonna move on it, but it doesn't have to be excuse. Like, you're not leading from a point of, this is it. Like, I'm gonna solve your problem to the highest standard, but what you're doing is you're, like, shoving a round peg into a square hole.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what that was about. Right, so that guy's got on stage. Let's assume that guy's got on stage and he's like, this is something that I'm struggling to close.
Mm. Yeah, of course you're struggling to,
why are you struggling to close.
Have a problem.
Because they've sold their house, yeah. Right? So, I don't know, you want to have more of a dialogue with them. You're going to check in and find out how they're getting on with the moving date. And then you're going to probably ask a question like, look, there's hundreds of different removals companies out there. Mm. Why did you want to keep talking to us? And the benefit of that is they're going to say, well, I really like the way you did this. I really like the way you did that. Obviously, you are a bit more expensive, but that's not a problem. What it sounds like there is he's handled a non-objection.
Yeah.
She's going, can you come down a bit on the price? He said something about fucking, I don't like cheap stuff or whatever. It's like grinning at the audience. And she's interrupting him going, I'll just do it though.
Right,
yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll just do
I'll
it.
I'll just pay this amount of money for something that I don't need right now because I'm not moving house. But
one of the most unusual watch I've ever seen.
It was a...
She sounded like she was alive.
What was
like
her
you
name?
Said,
Barbara Blunt.
Like a plant.
Barbara Blunt.
Barbara Bush. The plant.
Stupid. Stupid.
Any more?
Yeah, I've got literally so many. Let me see.
It's giving me a good laugh.
I know, right. Just keep the audience warm.
And if you're watching this, hip hop.
I'm
in a little habit at the minute.
Started one
the apple out the floor.
My ears are going crazy. So, yeah, tell us what you're drinking at the moment.
I'm having a little bit of apple and elderflower kombucha from Hip Pop.
Oh, right.
Now,
where did you get them from?
Well, this one is actually from my own stash, but you actually bought me some at home. You bought me ginger and yuzu.
I did indeed. Yuzu, I did.
Oh, yes. This looks good already. I'm well excited about this one.
Right, you ready? This is called How to Start the Sale. And you know that he's going to say something about this guy.
That guy looks absolutely terrible.
This is what I like about the Andy Elliott.
He's about to get sick.
This is what I like about the Andy Elliott videos, where he starts really going in on people. Because I know that if Andy Elliott came to my house and started bollocking me, I wouldn't like it. How to Start the Sale.
Sir, Andy Elliott, what's your name?
Ashton.
Ashton, nice to meet you. You're here for sales
or service?
I would say sales.
Sales. Nice to meet you. Ashton, would it be okay if I had the honor of serving you today? Or are you here to see someone else?
Show me what you got.
No.
My man.
Right. Are you here for sales or service? Right. What? Break that down for me. That might be an American thing. Am I missing it?
Oh, he's a car salesman, isn't he?
Right.
To sales or to service the servicing of the car, right. I assume. So
he's got a strong handshake, yeah.
There's an easier question than that.
Yeah. What?
There's a much easier question than that.
The bullshit. Why are you here? Are you here for sales or service? Sales. Okay. I'm here to serve you. Right. Well, but I just said.
Go back to the bit before. Let's just say that bit again that he says.
Sir, Andy Elliott, what's your name?
Ashton.
Ashton, nice to meet you. You're here for sales or service?
I would say sales.
Sales. Nice to meet you. Ashton, would it be okay if I had the honor of serving you today? Or are you here to see someone else?
Show me what you got.
My man. Again, no. Ashton, my name's Andy Elliott. Just put
Right, you don't need to introduce yourself 32 times, do you? He's just showing off that big that big handshake that he's been training, isn't he?
He was training it for two weeks.
2 weeks. I'm not... Go on.
I always think with this stuff, right, and sales is a weird thing. People think sales exists independently of all other interactions that you have in your life.
Make it human.
So if I go into, like, my coffee shop or something, and they might know me, and they're like, hey, Zach, good to see you. Do I have the honour of serving you today? Like, maybe they might get a laugh. Yeah. But if it's the first time I've ever met someone, they said that line to be like, do I have the honour of looking after you today? I'd be like, that's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it's a bit like you wouldn't go around normal life acting like that, right? Let's get this. I think he might.
You know what it reminds me of? I was training a guy the other day, right? And he goes to me, on my calls, I say to people, just so you know, I'm not calling you from a junior perspective. What? Anyway, I just let them know like that I've got a bit of experience, that I'm not calling from a junior perspective.
Right. Okay.
Right, so imagine I'm sat down with my therapist, and my therapist goes, just so you know, I've been a therapist for a little while. I'm not a junior therapist.
Yeah.
What would it make you think? And he's smiling like, it probably make me think they were really junior. Yeah. I went, yeah, exactly. It's a bit like that.
It's like me sitting down, right, and I'm like, right, I'm seeing Zach today. I love when I make him laugh. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just say, Zach, I've been reading loads of jokes recently. I've been studying loads of comedy recently. All right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but like, I know what a punchline is. Yeah, mate, just do it. Do the bit.
Do the punchline.
I think he's going to introduce himself maybe another time and say his name. Let's just get it.
the name with the face now that I'll be dealing with you. My job today is to give you world-class customer service and take care of you and your family, all the highest levels that are important to you. What brought you in today? What are you looking for?
New truck.
Great
new
question.
Truck? Awesome. Come on this way.
You did like
go back. We got to say that again. That was
world-class.
This guy is amazing.
World-class customer service and take care of you and your family and all the highest levels that are important to you. What brought you in today? What are you looking for?
New truck.
New truck. Awesome. Come on this way. By the way, what can I get you to drink? Something hot or cold to drink?
I'm good.
Oh, no, I got to get you something. Listen, if you come to my house, my wife's going to feed you. Okay. So I'll get you something hot to drink, cold to drink. I'll get you an empty cup. I don't care. I got to get you something. What do you want?
I mean, look at his body language. Yeah, I bet he does. But look at his body language. That makes me feel uncomfortable. If somebody was like, I'm going to get you a hot drink, a cold drink, or an empty cup, I'd just be like, I literally just came in here for a truck. Please, just I don't want to drink anything. I want to make this
Please, can I see a truck?
I want to make this
Andy, please.
As quick and easy as possible. No, you come in for dinner with my wife first. You're going to eat this plastic cup before you see any trucks.
It just to me... It smells like sales.
Yeah.
And I think if you did an anonymous survey to people and you said, what did you like the most about buying that car from Andy? They wouldn't go, I just love how salesy he was.
No.
From the moment he came in, he said a very scripted line about giving me world-class customer service. And I just thought, God, I love that. I love that. No one talks like that in real life. And I really enjoyed it. And actually, I think like that's why I bought it. This is a classic example of someone who's sold some cars to people who wanted to buy cars and thought that he was a really important part in that machine.
Does it make you think that actually, like, and when you think of, because obviously I've worked in America a little bit, I've been around Americans. I would say that there are.
Sure enough, aren't you?
I would say there's a percentage of Americans that probably are very similar to Andy Elliott. So rather than him being a chameleon and mirroring people, do you think that people are just coming in to buy trucks that are probably similar to him? And it works because they're buying something from someone like them.
There's no doubt that it works, is there?
No, I agree.
But any
his bicep
any,
routine
anything...
definitely works. Look at them. Look at them slabs of meat.
I know. He needs to piss in a cup, though, that guy. Let's test that piss, Andy. But yeah, what's the thing about a clock's twice, two times in a day?
Even a broken clock's wrong twice a day.
Whatever the saying is. It could work on someone, couldn't it? And the reality is, I could go in to buy a car off him and find the whole thing so baffling and strange that I'm like, there's something about this guy. I quite like it.
Yeah. There's something there.
The issue is it reliable? Is it a reliable approach? That everyone who comes in has got to meet you and go, wow.
Yeah.
I need to buy from this guy. And if not, should you be doing sales training?
Maybe not.
Especially when step one is shake someone's hand for 2 weeks.
Hey, that's how he makes the big bucks. I bet his day rate is a lot. Let's say he's on $5,000 a day and he's taking the weekends off. He's making 50 grand.
He's on more than that.
50 grand minimum to teach someone how to shake a hand. Wow.
He's on more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Shake him away. Right.
I'll get you an empty cup. I don't care. I gotta get you something. What do you want?
I guess I'll take a coffee.
What did I do? Number one, I just completely paradigm shift him. And now, number one, he sees that I care. Also, number two, I just took control. I mean, I'm 30 seconds into the deal. I own this guy. Now, listen to me. I know a lot of you say,
shut
why would you let that happen?
I own this guy.
Trust me. I do it every single time. When a sniper takes you out, people are like, I would never let that sniper take me out. You would never know there was a sniper. Sir Andy Elliott.
Oh. What on earth? What a strange way of thinking about it.
I own this guy. That is the problem with sales. That is the problem with sales, is it's just like, why can't it just be, you're coming to me, you've got a problem, I'm going to help you solve this problem. Why does it have to be, I own this guy, he didn't want a coffee, I forced him to have a coffee. Yeah, great. What do they say? Those convinced against their will of the same opinion still. So cool.
They almost say that.
They say something that rhymes with that. same syllables. But like, I forced him to have a coffee, I own this guy. Why?
I think there's a few things here, right? And I imagine that there'll be people who are kind of nodding along to this. There'll be other people who this is like firing them up and getting them pissed off. The reality is I could convince someone in the moment to do something. Yeah, your emotional brain is quicker than your logical brain. It gets there quicker. When the logical brain kicks back in, you're going to get some doubt, right? And that could come back in buyer's remorse, people just kind of actively kind of ghosting you and falling away from the deal. Or what this would be symptomatic of, I imagine, for people who try and do this kind of approach, is you have to close quite hard at the end. You're having to close really, really hard. The benefit of having a different sales approach that's very much customer first is you shouldn't really have to close it, and they should probably close themselves through following more kind of almost like a therapy style guideline. But it's symptomatic if you're going like, well, fuck these guys, what do they know? It's not about what we know. If you need to test this on yourself and you're trying to do this sort of thing, do you have to close quite hard? Is there some persuasion and closing that happens quite hard at the end? And do you get a lot of people that seem quite reluctant to have any sort of follow-up conversation with you afterwards? Mm. If both those things are happening, there's probably a sign that something upstream is wrong.
Yeah, and I think that if this is, it's not to say that this doesn't work and you won't make sales taking this approach, but I would also say that, like, what do you want your cancellation rate, your return policy to be? It's just like, car salespeople get a bad reputation for a reason. I just like, I think that if Andy said, I'm going to do this, but in the ethical way, it's the winks to camera that's like, see what I did, see what I did. It's like, there's a difference between influence someone and manipulate someone. But Andy Elliott's behavior there makes me think you are just in the manipulation game and you're proud of that.
Exactly.
Wow. That was, I mean, depends. Do you want one more? I've got to.
No, let's leave it there. We can do a part two. I think I've had enough of Andy for the day.
Andy Elliott it out. Do we have a task for today?
I think if you've watched this, go on LinkedIn, tag Andy Elliott, and tell you've been shaking hands for 2 weeks and what your results were.
Screenshot it. Let us know.
And we know he responds. He responded to one of our guys. One of our guys messaged him saying, I could sell better than you.
Wow.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.